Investments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
Good morning. It's 8:34. Hi, I'm Tom Davis. Welcome to our community connection. And it is brought to you by Arnold Morton Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors. And also, welcome to one of our newest guests. It is Rachel Foote. And Rachel is the newest staff member at OKM, the director of the box office and office administration. Good morning, Rachel. How are you today?
Morning, Tom. I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, the sun is shining for right now, so I feel 1,000% better when that happens. I don't know about you.
It's been beautiful outside lately.
Oh, it is. I'm hoping that we have some great weather and some great conditions here moving forward as we get ready for the festival. Now, I know that we've had a couple of changes in what have you, especially with the prelude being moved all the way to, what, October or something like that. But I understand the staff has just been working feverishly on the festival and the music program. How's it been going from your end?
Oh, it's been great. It's definitely been interesting starting a new job at this crazy time. But it's been awesome. I'm really proud to be a part of OKM Music. Our staff has all been really busy working on marketing and just what we're going to do if we are going to change the date and making sure that we're bringing quality music to the community. I've been busy writing program notes for our performances, but I'm really, really proud to be a part of this organization, and I'm really proud of my coworkers. But we're very excited. We are going to have the festival. It'll be either in June or September, but we are not canceling. We're going forward with it, and we're very excited about it.
That's a spirit. I like that. You know, we need something like that. We need it every year, but this year in particular, we really need the festival to lighten our spirits and lighten our load emotionally.
Yes, definitely.
Now, you mentioned the two options, June, of course, being the primary option, but you mentioned September. When would that be in September? What week are we looking at?
Yes, so we're going to do it over Labor Day, so it'll be September 4th through the 10th. So we're hoping that we can encourage people to have a good Labor Day in Bartlesville and hang out with us, come to our concerts.
But if all goes well, we're having right now what they call the slow open of the state. We're going to try to do it as scheduled, correct?
Yes, we'll definitely be doing it one of those dates. We'll have updates coming out soon about that.
You know, I'm kind of sad to learn that the Canadian Brass is not going to be able to join us. Can you tell us what's going on with that June 12th date?
Yes, so we are also really sad that Canadian Brass won't be able to join us. They're having some traveling issues, but fortunately, they will be coming for our 2021 festival. We know that, and we're really excited that they were willing to come next year. And Dallas Brass has actually been kind enough to step in. They came last year and were very popular, and we really appreciate them being kind enough to step in, and we're really excited to have them back.
I heard they really raised the roof out there at Willow Rock.
Yes.
Well, that's great. Now we have DSQ. Can you tell us about that group that's coming on the 13th of June?
Yeah. So Dallas String Quartet, they're what you would consider a crossover artist. So they bring a fusion of classical and contemporary music, and they play both traditional and electric strings. So that's really neat. Their theme kind of is Bach meets Bon Jovi. So it's really cool. I'm very excited that they are showing the continuity between music of 400 years ago and music of today. And they're really fun to watch. You can look them up on YouTube. You can see some of their videos. They do a lot of cool music videos. And they just show some of the neat ways that you can bring both classical instruments and electric instruments and the genres and mix them all together and make something really cool. So I'm excited about that.
We are speaking with Rachel Foote. She's the newest member at OKM, and she's the director of box office and office administration. Now, who do we have coming up on June the 14th?
Yeah, so June 14th is Tina Guo, and she is a cellist. She is classically trained. but she actually plays a lot of game music. She plays a lot of movie music. She's actually been featured in as a solo cellist in several movie scores that I'm sure many of us would recognize. She was in Inception. She's been featured in the new Lion King movie, Pirates of the Caribbean 5, tons and tons of movies. She's also played for Call of Duty. If you're familiar with that video game.
Sure.
If you look her up, you can watch some of her videos, and she's really known for the way she dresses up, and you can see her Legend of Zelda videos. Those are really interesting.
She's amassed quite a resume in a very short time, hasn't she?
Yes. Yes. For being such a young artist, she has, I'm telling you, like, if you look at her bio, it's one of the longest I think we have.
Wow.
She's incredible. Yes.
And, of course, on the 15th, we have the Verona Quartet. I understand they're going to be playing at the, Ambler Hall?
Yes, sir. So I'm excited for them. This year is Beethoven's 250th birthday we're celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really pleased that Verona Quartet, they are paying homage to Beethoven by playing essentially his earliest string quartet and his latest string quartet. So they're written about 27 years apart, and you are going to really be able to hear a wide array of Beethoven's style. Beethoven was an incredible composer, and still today you constantly hear Beethoven music. And if there is one word I could use to describe Beethoven, it would be passionate. And in studying these works, I've been able to see his early style and see how he was influenced by composers such as Haydn. He actually studied with Haydn, and you can see that in his early string quartet. And you can also see how he emerged in his own style in his latest string quartet.
I want to remind everybody that Rachel has a music degree from OBU, and she's a classic pianist. So, you know, when you listen, you really listen. I can tell that right now. Coming up on the 16th, Grady Nichols. Tell us about this show.
Yeah, so he lives in Oklahoma, and he is a saxophonist. That's going to be really exciting because we're going to be listening to him at the Frank Phillips home. I'm excited about all our outdoor concerts. I think those are going to be really fun, and I think that's a great idea for a date night. That's what I think, anyway.
Well, that'd be great out there under the stars. And we have Wynonna, but it's not the Wynonna that a lot of folks are thinking of on the 17th. This is an artist who recently changed her name.
Yeah, she was Yinuo Wong, and she changed her name to Wynonna. She's a classical pianist, and she's currently studying at Juilliard. She's won massive amounts of awards and has been featured as a soloist with multiple orchestras. She'll also be playing at Ambler Hall, and I'm equally as excited about her. She's also going to be paying homage to Beethoven. She'll be playing his Opus 81A Sonata, which is beautiful.
It is.
That was written during a time of Beethoven's life that he's experiencing some turmoil, which is actually pretty often the case in Beethoven's music. But I think that can also be encouraging to us because some of the greatest music, I think, emerged from some of the most difficult times. And especially right now, I think that's encouraging for us to hear because we're all struggling through whether it's our health or not being able to see our loved ones like we want to. Mm-hmm. I think it's really encouraging to see that some of the most beautiful music came out of some of the most difficult times. And I think it's another reason why I'm very excited about this year's festival because it'll be such a great time for us to get together after all of the social distancing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, the Ambler Hall is one of those places where, for you, it's not a far walk. It's just right across the aisle. But it is a great place to listen and a great place to just enjoy. I mean, the acoustics are wonderful there. We also have the closing free community concert, and this is Clark Gibson Quartet and the Balsam Range. Where will we be enjoying this act?
Yes, this is one of the ones I'm most excited about. So this will be at the new Tower Center at Unity Square. It's being built downtown. And this concert is free. It's open to the public. OKM is giving this as a gift. It's our final concert. And I've been listening to Balsam Range on repeat this last week. And I didn't necessarily grow up listening to bluegrass, but I'm going to tell you, I love Balsam Range. One of their pieces I've been listening to is Trains I Miss, and I highly recommend. I recommend actually with all of our artists that our patrons and our the public, that they would go and listen to this music ahead of time. It actually gives you a much deeper appreciation and understanding, and when you get to hear it live, it makes it so exciting because you know what you're looking forward to.
Well, this really sounds like a stellar lineup here. And, you know, for folks who are concerned about safety, we already mentioned that we have two dates. We have the one that would be in June if all goes well, and in September, and that is right after Labor Day?
Yes, sir. It'll be over Labor Day.
Over Labor Day. Okay, the 4th through the 10th. Hey, there you go. I got the calendar now. I know where I'm going. But we do have a safety plan. Can you tell us about that for folks who are concerned about their personal safety?
Yeah, absolutely. So our board is hard at work, and we're taking recommendations of artists, healthcare workers, and local officials to ensure that everyone is safe, but we can also enjoy live music. Part of the thing we're doing is making sure, of course, that the date we choose is safe, that it falls in line with the recommendations, and also that we are having outdoor concerts, making sure that when we are able to have this concert, that our seating is safe if we still need to seat people at a distance, if we have hand sanitizer there, making sure that if people are sick, you know, that we will be happy to give anyone a refund if they can't make it because they aren't well. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure that everyone is safe, but we also want to make sure we can have live music and bring quality artists to you.
All right. Also, encouraging the masks and social distancing is recommended by the healthcare professionals, but well, yeah, that's something that's going to be in the plan as well. But ticket sales, and now we can go online, I understand, to pre-order the tickets or to order them, I guess, right now.
Yes, so you can go to okmmusic.org, and you'll go under the tab that says festival, and you'll click on whether you're wanting a main stage concert, one of our free events, children's events, and after that, you'll see our lineup, and then they'll have another tab that says buy tickets, and so you'll simply follow the instructions. It's pretty straightforward. You can also call me, and I would be happy to help you get tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So you can call me at 918-336-9900, and I would be happy to help you. Hopefully, once we get back to the office, you can also come in and I'll help you do that in person. So that's my job. And I would love to see you and talk to you and talk about the artist and the festival and help you get tickets.
We're talking with Rachel Foote. She is the newest member of the staff at OKM, and she's the director of box office and office administration. Let's not forget, this is stretching all the way out to October. I mean, thanks to the COVID-19 postponement, we're still going to have the OU Symphony playing in October.
Yes. They're another one that's also paying homage to Beethoven this year. I'm so excited about everyone playing Beethoven this year. they'll be playing his 4th symphony. And one of the reasons I'm excited about this symphony is because that is not one of the most popular symphonies, actually. It's one of the least played of his 9 symphonies. And I love it when we can do a work that's less well-known because you kind of get to look into the history and see something new. It's not something that's talked about as much. And I've been listening to that symphony as well, and it's beautiful. It's like, wow, why isn't this one played as often? And so I actually get really excited whenever we get to listen to works by major composers that aren't as well-known. So I'm very, very excited about that. And they'll also be playing works by Ligeti and Bartok, and so they kind of go to the more recent musical past, and Ligeti is an interesting composer. He uses what's actually called micropolyphony, so you might want to look that up. It's it's something that's going to blow your mind. It's basically so many different lines going on at once that you actually can't tell they're going on. It's a little difficult to necessarily tell what's going on in the music, but it all makes sense. And when you listen to it, it kind of sounds like an atmosphere or drawing a picture rather than necessarily a melody that you would sing.
And I'd like that. That's interesting.
Yeah. So I'm very excited about that one, too. I personally love going to listen to orchestras. Those are some of my favorite concerts.
And again, the website?
Yes, it's okmmusic.org.
And how do they get a hold of you for tickets again?
You can call me at 918-336-9900.
Rachel Foote, thank you very much for being our guest here on our Community Connection today. It's great to have you on board, and can't wait to have you in studio so we can do the lights, camera, action thing there on the Facebook Live for you as well. And, of course, we'll be talking more about the festival here the next time we speak. Thank you again for your time, and I appreciate everybody's effort there and, of course, working on two different sets of dates, and we'll tell everybody more about that in our newscast, too. Thanks again, Rachel.
Well, thank you so much, Tom. You have a great